This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Supreme Court nomination hearings for Judge Brett Kavanaugh began Tuesday with anarchy in U.S. Senate chambers, bad enough to get 24 protesters arrested. Yet what is scandalous is that pro-abortion minority Democrat senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee admit to cooperating in advance with the illegal protests. The judge's nomination could be rejected by continued Senate anarchy, or Americans could reject anarchy in government and demand he be confirmed or not based strictly on his qualifications. Abortion advocates are trying to tell women that America could go back to prosecuting women for abortion. Problem is, that never happened. Even historians that support Roe v. Wade admit that professional doctors and con artists were prosecuted, not women. Senator Dianne Feinstein is saying that she once sentenced women to jail for abortion while sitting on a parole board. That never happened. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. In other headlines, Scotland wants to encourage abortion where it's not legal by paying for abortions for women from North Ireland. And former Arizona Senator John Kyle will serve out John McCain's term in the U.S. Senate. Kyle supports defunding Planned Parenthood and has been a friend to Judge Brett Kavanaugh. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.